Do you ever wonder where all your money went? Like every single time you look at your bank account? Honestly, it's probably all those subscriptions. I felt that way too, until I got Rocket Money. Rocket Money helped me see all the subscriptions I'm paying for, and it was eye-opening. Between streaming services, fitness apps, delivery services, it all adds up so quickly. Rocket Money is a personal finance app that finds and cancels your unwanted subscriptions, monitors your spending, and helps lower your bills. Rocket Money has over 5 million users and has helped save its members an average of $720 a year, with over 500 million in canceled subscriptions. Stop wasting money on things you don't use. Cancel your unwanted subscriptions by going to rocketmoney.com/Wondery. That's rocketmoney.com/Wondery. rocketmoney.com/Wondery. Audible is the destination for thrilling audio entertainment with highly anticipated new releases. The time is now more than ever to embrace the breathtaking, sinister, and shocking tales that can enthrall you, especially with brand new exclusive thrillers from best-selling authors who are guaranteed to keep you gripped, like Amy Tintera's Listen for the Lie. With exclusive thrillers from best-selling authors, captivating sound design, and dynamic performances, Audible brings these stories to life like never before. And as a member, you can choose one title a month to keep from their entire catalog. New members can try Audible free for 30 days. Visit audible.com/WonderyPod or text WonderyPod to 500-500. That's audible.com/WonderyPod or text WonderyPod to 500-500.
I'm Wendy Gillette in Los Angeles. A federal indictment against former President Donald Trump is now public. CBS News correspondent Natalie Brand has more.
The Department of Justice has unsealed the 49-page indictment issued by a federal grand jury in Miami against former President Donald Trump.
We have one set of laws in this country, and they apply to everyone.
Special Counsel Jack Smith detailed the charges, which include unlawful retention of national defense information, obstruction, conspiracy, and false statements. Prosecutors say Trump shared a highly sensitive Pentagon plan of attack to visitors at his golf club in New Jersey and was recorded on tape admitting it had not been declassified.
Our laws that protect national defense information are critical to the safety and security of the United States, and they must be enforced.
Trump faces 37 felony counts. CBS's Arden Fari on evidence in the indictment.
Photographs show boxes stacked in a bathroom, some in a ballroom, others piled in storage areas and spilled on the floor. Prosecutors say the boxes were moved around the estate at Trump's direction and that Trump resisted efforts by federal officials to retrieve the documents for proper storage. The sensitive documents contained information related to U.S. nuclear weaponry and military intelligence on foreign countries, according to the indictment.
Republican leaders are criticizing the charges, including House Speaker Kevin McCarthy on Fox.
This is going to disrupt this nation because it goes to the core of equal justice for all, which is not being seen today, and we're not going to stand for it.
The main suspect in the disappearance of Natalie Holloway, Joran Vandersloot, has pleaded not guilty to extorting her mother, Beth, following his extradition from Peru. Family friend Carol Standifer.
We were just really happy that this day has happened, and Beth has worked so hard for years to get him on the soil in Alabama and to get him in a position where we can find some justice for what happened to Natalie.
Russian President Vladimir Putin says Ukraine has launched a counteroffensive. Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky wouldn't confirm that in his nightly address. A dam collapse in the south has trapped and displaced thousands of Ukrainians. Witnesses and media are reporting an extremist attack on a beachside hotel in Somalia. There are reports of many rescues at the property in Mogadishu as fighting continues. Al-Shabaab has claimed responsibility. No word yet on injuries or deaths. Stocks gained on Wall Street. The S&P saw its fourth straight positive week. This is CBS News.
If you're constantly on the hunt for a good deal, then you need Rakuten. Rakuten is the smartest way to save money when you shop because members get cash back at over 3,500 stores across every category, including fashion, beauty, electronics, home essentials, traveling, dining, and more. You're already shopping at your favorite stores. Why not save while you're doing it? It's a no-brainer. Get the Rakuten app now and join the 17 million members who are already saving. Cashback rates change daily. See Rakuten.com for details. That's R-A-K-U-T-E-N. Your cashback really adds up.
A young environmental activist is celebrating a big moment.
It's the last day of school and the last school protest for Greta Thunberg.
What do we want?
Climate justice!
She and classmates have been holding a school strike for climate.
Greg Pope, professor of Earth and Environmental Studies at Montclair State University in New Jersey.
It may go on for a while this summer, and we it's possible if we get the right wind directions, we could see this again.
The chief suspect in the 2005 disappearance of American teenager Natalie Holloway appeared in federal court in Birmingham, Alabama today.
Yaron Vandersloot pleaded not guilty to charges he tried to extort Holloway's mother. He was flown to the U.S. from Peru, where he is serving a 28-year sentence after confessing to killing a woman there. Holloway disappeared on the Caribbean island of Aruba. She was last seen leaving a bar with Vandersloot.
CBS's Jim Krasula, a judge, has declared Holloway dead. You're listening to the CBS World News Roundup. Dr. Joseph Dettori emerged today from living underwater for 100 days at a habitat in Key Largo, Florida. He set a record for the longest time living underwater at ambient pressure.
It was never about the record. It was about drawing a line in the sand and moving that needle, extending human tolerance for the underwater world, extending human tolerance for an isolated, confined, extreme environment.
Today was the last day of school and the last school protest for young climate activist Greta Thunberg. She and her classmates have been holding a school strike for climate protest every Friday for the past 5 years. They held a final protest as students outside Sweden's parliament after their graduation today. But Thunberg says she's not about to stop protesting just because she's graduated.
We're going to continue to protest every Friday because, this is only the beginning. The climate crisis is only getting worse.
Support for this show comes from Atlassian. Atlassian software like Jira, Confluence, and Loom help power the collaboration needed for teams to accomplish what would otherwise be impossible alone. Because individually we're great, but together we're so much better. That's why millions of teams around the world, including 75% of the Fortune 500, trust Atlassian software for everything from space exploration and green energy to delivering pizzas and podcasts. Whether you're a team of 2, 200, or 2 million, Atlassian software is built to help keep you connected and moving together as one.
The largest and most valuable ruby ever has sold at auction.
How big is it? Slightly more than 55 carats. Dev Shetty is the CEO of the company that found the ruby in Mozambique.
Rubies really never come in this size. Even anything over 5 carats is something rare, but 55 carats.
It fetched a tidy $34.8 million at this week's Sotheby's auction. The previous auction record for a ruby was set by the Sunrise Ruby, a 25.59-carat stone. It fetched $30.3 million in Geneva, Switzerland in 2015. Linda Kenyon, CBS News.
In the Philippines, residents near the Mayon volcano are leaving their homes because of indications that an eruption is possible in weeks or even days. That's the World News Roundup, late edition for Friday, June 9th. This broadcast is produced by Kathleen Biggins. I'm Christopher Cruz, CBS News.
It was the biggest scandal in pop music. The stars of Milli Vanilli, the Grammy-winning multi-platinum R&B phenomenon, were exposed as frauds, but none of this was their idea. So whose idea was it? Enter German music producer Frank Farian. He saw the success of acts like Michael Jackson and Prince, and he wanted in, no matter the cost. So he devised the perfect pop heist. Two once-in-a-lifetime talents who were charismatic, full of sex appeal, and phenomenal dancers. The only problem? They couldn't sing. But Frank knew just how to fix that. Wondery's new podcast, Blame It on the Fame, dives into one of pop music's greatest controversies and takes a never-before-heard look at the exploitation of two young Black artists. Milli Vanilli set the world on fire, but when the truth came out, Rob and Fab were the only ones who got burned. Looking back now, it's hard not to wonder, Why did everyone blame them and not the man pulling the strings? Follow Blame It on the Fame, Milli Vanilli, on the Wondery app or wherever you get your podcasts. You can binge all episodes of Blame It on the Fame early and ad-free right now by joining Wondery Plus.
Nancy's love story could have been ripped right out of the pages of one of her own novels.
She was a romance mystery writer who happens to be married to a chef.
But this story didn't end with a happily ever after.
When I stepped into the kitchen, I could see that Chef Brophy was on the ground, and I heard somebody say, call 911.
As writers, we'd written our share of murder mysteries. So when suspicion turned to Dan's wife, Nancy, we weren't that surprised.
The first person they look at would be the spouse.
We understand that's usually the way they do it.
But we began to wonder, had Nancy gotten so wrapped up in her own novels?
There are murders in all of the books.
That she was playing them out in real life? You can listen to Happily Never After, Dan and Nancy, early and ad-free right now by joining Wondery Plus in the Wondery app or on Apple Podcasts.
Hey, everybody, Jon Stewart here. I am here to tell you about my new podcast, The Weekly Show, coming out every Thursday. We're going to be talking about the election, earnings calls. What are they talking about on these earnings calls? We're going to be talking about ingredient to bread ratio on sandwiches. I know you have a lot of options as far as podcasts go, but how many of them come out on Thursday? Listen to The Weekly Show with Jon Stewart starting June 6th, wherever you get your podcasts.